Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Eleanor Mavimbela, who is the External Communications Officer at Johannesburg Water. A very good morning to you. Thanks, as always, for joining us. How
are
you doing?
I'm good. How are you, Howard?
I am good, thanks. So let's just start off with yesterday's repairs. How did that go?
So that went according to plan. We had an emergency interruption where we were fixing a valve to in the Rankin's Luster Reservoir that feeds portions of Alexandra, portions of Glen Hazel, Kew, and surrounding areas. So the interruption started around 5 a.m. in the morning yesterday, and it was completed and it went according to schedule. So by 5 p.m. we were able to open water, and the repairs had been completed.
All right, so that was fairly successful. What seems to be ongoing is this problem around Long Avenue Ridge Road, where we just seem to be getting these continual water burst pipes. What is the latest situation there?
Well, what we have been doing, we are aware of the continuous interruptions and burst pipes happening in Glen Hazel. So what is going on now is that we have pipe replacements that are taking place on Summerway Road as well as Sunny Road at the current moment. And within this week, we're going to be also replacing pipes in Kingswood Road as well. So we are actually replacing and doing some refurbishment in regards to pipes in Glen Hazel. So residents can rest assured that rather very soon this thing of burst pipes in Glen Hazel will be a thing of the past. So we are replacing pipes in the area because the pipes in Glen Hazel actually are bursting quite a lot due to the aging infrastructure. So we are trying to replace as many of the aging infrastructure in the area as possible, and we're moving at a very fast pace to be able to do that. So residents can rest assured that sooner rather than later, the issue of water interruptions and burst pipes in the area will be a thing of the past.
Do you see this type of thing happening in pockets? So, for example, happening all over Glen Hazel over the last couple of months. Do you see this in other areas?
We do see it in other areas because the city of Johannesburg is actually quite an old city. So most of the infrastructure that we have right now has actually reached its peak. So what we have been doing is that we do have a pipe replacement project that we have been rolling out over the past couple of years, and in order to replace this aging infrastructure. It's working quite well because we already have a lot of the suburbs that were like Glen Hazel who have been complaining about burst pipes in the area, water interruptions in the area. Their numbers are decreasing because we are able to give them the budget that we receive on an annual basis to at least repair as many of the of this aging infrastructure as possible.
Right, one of our listeners asking about Mervyn Road, but I think what's happening is what you're saying is you're replacing pipes in a large amount of the area. So pretty soon we should be able to deal with it all.
Yes, pretty soon we should be able to deal with it all. So with regards to Mervyn Road, as one of the listeners was requesting, a team was attending to a burst pipe yesterday, and they were able to complete the repairs. So what we're doing is that we are actually on an urgent basis. As soon as a customer's log calls with regards to burst pipes in the area, we are attending to them as quickly as possible in order to avert having a lot of interruption, service interruptions to residents in the area. So we are attending to these burst pipes, and we are replacing these aging infrastructure.
Absolutely fantastic. Eleanor Mavimbela, thank you as always. External Communication Officer at Joburg Water and Commemoration of Africa Day. Talking about the burst water pipes along Long Avenue Ridge Road, and bringing us up to date on Mervyn Road as well.